From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday the 15th of January, and we're taking your questions and answers live today. Of course, it's also the first Friday of our first 2016 membership campaign. And so we're going to take your questions and we're going to take your answers on the phone at 800-933-5372, via email at anything@kera.org, or via Twitter. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, there's another number that we want you to call as well this hour. Down the hall at Pledge Control Central, the number there is 888-694-6931. And if you heard my colleagues this morning, we are in the second day of this winter membership campaign. You can join online at kera.org. A couple of pieces of business before we start looking at what questions have come in. There's a drawing tonight at 7 p.m., and someone who contributed either today or yesterday, and if you haven't yet, you're not in the drawing, someone's going to win 50,000 American Airlines miles. And what that means is you can cash those miles in. It's actually pretty easy to do for a couple of plane tickets to anywhere in the continental United States. I think you can get one plane ticket to Hawaii. If you go to AA.com and you can look at what you can do with your 50,000 miles, someone is going to win these miles at 7 o'clock tonight. And that 50,000 miles translates to a couple of domestic airline tickets on American Airlines. That could be you if you're the next one to call 888-694-6931 or to contribute at kera.org. We also have a great opportunity for you to support the station and to make your contribution go a little further today, because Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, is going to donate $1,500 to KERA when we hear from 150 of you. We want you to participate. We want you to donate. We want you to contribute. And of course, you already listen. So if you make your contribution during this special two-hour edition of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, we will be able to accept a $1,500 contribution from Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney. So give us a call, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org and make your contribution there. It's very easy for you to do. It just takes a couple of minutes. You'll be entered in the drawing. You'll help us meet this challenge from Robert Verdon. And thanks again, Robert, for making the challenge today. I have confidence that we're going to hear from 150 of you, maybe even more than 150 of you this hour at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. So please don't wait. Please make that contribution right now. Now, in the inbox at anything@kera.org, we have a couple of questions that have come in. Amy wants to know, is there anywhere in the Dallas area that sells Irish soda bread? She says there was a lady in the deli at Siegel's on Addison Road who used to make it fresh, but she's retired. I don't want to buy a mix. I want to buy it already made. Does anyone know where to get Irish soda bread? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got an email from, a couple of answers that have come in here. This is a question from Cindy, who says, about 3 years ago, I attended a Christmas caroling service at Highland Park University Methodist Church. There was a soloist, Cindy says, from the teen choir that sang a song called La Pieta. And she says, I remember the chorus had a line about the mother holding her baby in her arms as a baby and in death, and it just brought me to tears that night. I've never been able to find the lyrics or the songwriter for this particular song. I would love to find that song one day. Does anybody know what song that is that Cindy's talking about? Give us a call at 800-933-5372 or email us anything@kera.org. Let's see. Peg in Grapevine is wondering where to find used wine or whiskey barrels for either sale or rent. Anybody know where to find used wine or whiskey barrels for sale or rent? Peg is in Grapevine. I think there's some wineries in Grapevine. somebody will know where to look for that. And will call us, 800-933-5372, or email us, anything at kera.org, or tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Of course, it is the membership campaign, and it looks like we haven't heard from anybody just yet. And the number to call to do that is 888-694-6931. Or you can give online at kera.org. The drive started yesterday, so it's still really fresh. And that means, I'm going to give you a little peek behind the curtain here. That means that we know there are some of you who've never heard a membership campaign before listening right now. Maybe you just found public radio. Maybe you just moved to North Texas and you supported your public radio station where you lived before. And this is your public radio station now. This is the place where you live, and you're listening to KERA now. And we're thrilled to have you. We are thrilled to have you as a listener. But, you know, listeners provide most of the money that this station needs to, you know, continue operation. Listeners do the most of it. And this is how we raise the money to pay the bills. You know, there are commercial stations that have an advertising model. There are, and that's fine. That's a completely valid way to do it. But the way public radio works, as a matter of fact, it's part of our license. And the way it works is that we go on the air a couple of times a year, and we ask you to call 888-694-6931. We ask you to go online to kera.org and support the station. And it's really easy to do. You get to decide what the station is worth to you. You get to decide how much you want to give. And, you know, you are then helping to make public radio a reality. And we're not going to leave you empty-handed. We're going to give you a whole year of the best radio, news, information, entertainment, journalism that radio has to offer. But we're also going to, you know, we can throw in a couple of things. We got... this is really good. Downton Abbey, which you probably know all about, is in its sixth and final season right now on PBS, on American television. No spoilers here, okay? But the show's already aired and finished in the UK, and it's on here now, and we can give you all six seasons, not just seasons 1 through 6 as a thank you gift when you join with a $20 a month contribution. $20 a month, all six seasons of Downton Abbey. You get to decide if you want it on Blu-ray or DVD. $20 a month. Now, we've offered this kind of deal in the past. So if you have all the first five seasons, well, consider a $30 a month contribution, and we'll throw in Season 6, because you already got the first five, right? So you get Season 6. You get this book, Downton Abbey, A Celebration, which is the official companion to all six seasons. And we're going to throw in a Downton Abbey tea mug. I guess it's a tea cup, but it's kind of a mug. And a collection of the official Downton Abbey Holiday Cheer tea. That's a $30 a month contribution, and you know, you're going to love this. If you're a Downton Abbey fan, we already know you're a public radio fan, right? I mean, that's why you're listening, right? So go ahead and call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. Hey, we've heard from three people, so thanks so much to each of you. Still need 147 contributions in any amount. That's a $5 contribution, $50 contribution, $500 contribution. You decide. But if we don't hear from, and now it's 145. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to the five of you who have given so far. But if we don't hear from 145 more people by 2 o'clock, we have to call up Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, and say, well, we didn't make the challenge. I don't want to make that call. You want to make that call? No. So make this other call to 888-694-6931. And make a contribution. You can also call us at 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Lori calling from Dallas. Hello, Lori.
Hi.
Hey there.
I wanted to let you know that the Sprouts at Marsh and Forest has good Irish soda bread.
Sprouts at Marsh and Forest.
Yes, and they have it both plain Irish soda bread, and sometimes they have it that's got an orange flavor to it as well.
Awesome. Lori, thanks so much.
Sure.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. The Twitter is open as well. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stephanie tweeted and said, Central Market in Southlake has Irish soda bread. I think we're going to get this one solved. Let's see. Christiania says, typically around St. Patrick's Day, Great Harvest Bread Company in Plano sells Irish soda bread. They're located at 75 and Spring Creek Parkway. Check for them on Facebook or online. Maybe just give them a call. So we got Central Market, Sprouts, Great Harvest Bread Company. So there's a couple of leads on Irish soda bread. We also got an email from Bob who says, about those wine barrels, check with Times 10 Cellars in Dallas or Fort Worth. He says they are winemakers and occasionally have some for sale. So, Bob, thanks so much for that. 800-933-5372 is the phone number. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. This is from Carrie in Fort Worth, who emailed, does anyone know a bakery in the DFW area that specializes in Dobergé cakes from Louisiana? Does anybody know where to get a Dobergé? I think I'm saying that right. Am I saying that right? No. Here, turn your mic on and tell me how to say it.
It's Doberge.
Doberge.
Or maybe Doberge, but it's not a, there's no E at the end.
That's the great Shelley Canavy, who hails from?
Baton Rouge. So close.
Louisiana. At least I said Louisiana, yeah. Right? Did I get a half a gold star for that?
Sure, at least you didn't say New Orleans, so we're cool with that.
Thanks, Shelley. Doberge cakes. Somebody know where to find those, because Carrie in Fort Worth is looking for that. And here's one more on Irish soda bread. Oh, Catherine says Sprouts, like all the Sprouts stores. She says, not sure how authentic it is, but my family enjoys it. So a couple of leads on that. 800-933-5372 is our phone number if you have something to chip in on the show. Of course, we hope you'll chip in on the membership campaign. Chip in at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We've heard from seven of you, so 143 left to go. Why do we have this goal? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, it helps us stay on track on this, the second day of the membership campaign, right? We want to stay on our diet. Again, we don't want to fall off, you know, on the second day here. And also, Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney who's big fan of the station, has supported the station many times. He has issued many challenges over the years. Robert has said, I'll give $1,500 to KERA when you hear from 150 participants during the two-hour Anything show today. Those are contributors, listeners, participants, donors. Your contribution will help us meet this challenge by 2 p.m., any amount. You know, if you've never joined the station, become a new member. If you are already a member of the station, you know, maybe it's time to renew or make an additional gift. I do want to thank Janet Aoun in Argyle, Susan Lynn in Richardson, Nanetta Tatum in Fort Worth, and Makunda Shrestha in Murphy. Janet, Susan, Nanetta, and Makunda, thank you so much for being the first people to support Anything You Ever Wanted to Know in 2016. Thanks to you, it's going to be a great day, it's going to be a great drive, it's going to be a great year, but we're still waiting to hear from you. Yeah, we're talking to you. 888-694-6931. Do it online at kera.org. Do it now so you'll be in this 50,000 American Airlines drawing at 7 p.m. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington, and our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. And you can also tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next at 800-933-5372 to David in the Colony. Hey, David.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
The Irish soda bread can be had at Trinity Hall, which is an Irish pub, and they make it fresh there, and it can be taken out.
Very good. That's at Mockingbird Station, right? Mockingbird and 75.
That's right. That's
great.
Right.
Thanks, David.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, I got Twitter up too, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Sari emailed us and says, I'm looking for a sign, a mug, a pillow, anything that says, quote, bless your heart. She says, I need to buy it by this Sunday. I'm in Plano and will travel within the Dallas area to find it. It's a surprise birthday gift for my brother. I hope your brother is not listening. But maybe you're using an assumed name here. Anything that says bless your heart, t-shirt, sign, mug, pillow, something like that. Does anybody know where to find something like that in the Dallas Plano area? Steve emailed us, anything at kera.org, and says, with an emergency vehicle right-of-way hypothetical. Steve says, Jeff, let's say I'm stopped at Beltline and the tollway, and then an emergency vehicle comes up behind all of us. He says, I understand I need to get out of the way, even if I have to run the red light. However, it doesn't feel like a safe action in the least. Are we supposed to run the light by law to clear the way for a fire truck? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Down the hall, the number is 888-694-6931. You can also give online at kera.org. We have 138 contributions left to go by 2 o'clock. So, I mean, we still have an hour and 35 minutes to do this. I'm still feeling pretty comfortable. But we're going to get, you know, we're going to wrap around the bottom of the hour here in a second. And if we're not, you know, getting close to, at least 25% of the way there, I'm going to start to worry a little bit and wonder where you are, why you're not calling 888-694-6931, why you're not, giving us contribution online at kera.org. Maybe I haven't mentioned the new, oh, here it is. Let's see. Where is it? I got it right here. Here it is. You're going to love this. The new KERA hoodie. It is kind of hoodie day today at KERA. A bunch of us are wearing our hoodies today. So join us and get your own hoodie. This is cool, actually. You can see this online at kera.org. It's the official KERA 90.1 collegiate hoodie. It's gray. It's your typical hoodie, you know, with pockets and a hood and... It says KERA established 1960 on the back. It's got 90.1 on the front. I'm actually going to probably have to get this when I renew my contribution. It's a $15 a month sustaining contribution, or you can do $180 all at the same time. Check it out online at kera.org or call 888-694-6931 and tell the friendly person you talk to that you want the KERA hoodie as a thank you gift. And you know what? You'll have the hoodie and you'll have the radio station and you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you have done your part for your public radio station. It's your public radio station. There are many public radio stations, okay? There are hundreds and hundreds of public radio stations, but this one is yours. And it's your responsibility to make sure that, you know, it's kept in good working order, right? Because when you need it, you want it to be here. When something happens, you know, you want KERA to be here for you, whether you listen on the broadcast signal, whether you listen on your desktop computer, whether you are like the rapidly growing number of people who listen on your, you know, handheld device, your pocket Googler, as I jokingly call it sometimes. You know, if you're one of those folks, you're not alone. Believe me, a lot of people are listening on the app or listening on a digital device. And it costs money to provide that to you. It costs money to transmit, you know, from the broadcaster. But we've added in the last, you know, 15 years or so, this whole digital side to our operation. And thanks to the reporters in our newsroom and the folks on our interactive and digital team, you know, thanks to all those folks who we didn't even have those folks a few years ago. So really, thanks to you and your contribution to KERA has made it possible for this station and the people who work here to serve you in a more robust 24 hours a day kind of way. And that is what makes it all work. But how do you make it possible? Well, follow the lead of a first-time contributor, Jeanette Miles in Dallas. Jeanette, thank you so much for making your contribution to KERA during the show today. Follow the lead of Casey Waller in Dallas. Casey has done his part, or maybe it's her part here in Dallas. Casey, thank you so much. Adam Philyaw in Richardson has joined the station. Thank you so much, Adam. Adam says KERA is more than just an informational radio station. It allows us to stay connected with our community and the world. Adam, thank you so much for your contribution and for your thoughts there. Becky Hagler in Dallas contributed, and Becky says, we've lived in four different cities over the past 10 years. Public radio is like a great neighbor that moves with you everywhere. Becky, thank you so much for your contribution. And hey, another first-time contributor during the show today, Sandra Cooley in Dallas. Sandra, thank you so much for your contribution. Really appreciate you making your first ever gift to public radio today. Thank you very, very much. We would love to hear, I'd love to read your name. We'd love to see your contribution come across. We'd love to make this challenge. We got this challenge from Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, who's going to give KERA $1,500. When we hear from 150 of you during this special two-hour edition of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today. Together, we can make this challenge by 2 p.m. We've got 134 calls or online gifts left to go, and we can get there. That means we've heard from, you know, that's 16 people? We've heard from 16 people in a half an hour. I'm starting to worry just a little bit. Waiting to hear from you at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. The other number is 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Justin calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Justin.
How are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, my question is about a ride that Hurricane Harbor in Fort Worth or in Arlington, the water park, used to have.
Yeah.
It basically consisted of like two really tall like metal scaffolding structures, and it would like lift you up in a harness on steel cables and let you swing like a pendulum, basically. They tore it down before my girlfriend and I could go and ride on it. So we're wondering if there's any other park in the Metroplex that has that ride or something similar we could go on.
So they have those rides at the Great State Fair of Texas. But you'll have – I don't think they're doing rides year-round at the State Fair right now.
Okay.
I think they were going to – you might look and see a fair park. But they have that ride where they hoist you up and you swing this – you know, this giant arc. I think they strapped three people into the thing. And they have that ride there at the State Fair.
Okay, cool.
I've not ridden it myself, but this sounds made up, but I have a friend who rode it.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling, Justin. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Last week, we had this conversation about the correct spelling of donut. Is it D-O-N-U-T or is it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T? And Liz emailed, the dictionary-approved spelling for the ring-shaped cake made of dough and fried in fat is D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. The shortened D-O-N-U-T, I think I may have read this last week, but you know what? It's worth reading again. Has been around since the late 1800s, but wasn't popularized until the late 20th century when the successful American donut chain Dunkin' Donuts made it ubiquitous. Today, riders outside the U.S. still favor D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T, she says, by a wide margin. But D-O-N-U-T appears about a third of the time in published American writing. It's a simpler spelling, so it may grow even more common now that it has a foothold. Thanks, Liz, for that very well answered question. Sandra says, bless your heart, merchandise has been at Cracker Barrel recently, but suggests that you call first. So that's for our listener who's looking for something that says "Bless Your Heart." And there's a Cracker Barrel in up in Plano, I think, Plano or Allen, something like that. Dave wants to know, why is shooting 3 under par in golf called a double eagle instead of something like a triple birdie? He says an eagle is 2 under, so wouldn't a double be 4 under? Dave in Wise County. I'm not a golfer, but we'll see if somebody knows why. And then we got this question last week about where to get low-cost or free vaccinations for your pet. And Monica in Dallas says, the Animal Clinic of Farmers Branch on Denton Drive gives rabies vaccinations for $3. However, they do not give an annual exam by default, which is highly recommended. Monica says, just like humans, pups need their eyes, ears, and teeth checked regularly. For example, dental problems can lead to heart problems. So there's a lead on that low-cost vaccination. And then we had that question about the TV antenna and where to aim it or how to upgrade it or improve it last week. And Freddie says, if the person goes to TV Fool, T-V-F-O-O-L, tvfool.com, they can check their address and determine which direction to face their antenna to receive the most channels and best strength signal. And let's see, one more before we check in on the phones here. We got a question, this was last week too, didn't make it to it, but we got it today. Tracy wants to know, where in Dallas can you find English bitter? And if not, or if it isn't available anywhere, why not? Does anybody know where to find English bitter? Or if not, why not? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to John in Arlington. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey there.
I was going to answer the question about the emergency vehicles, and I can give you a scenario that happened to me. I was in Gravevine at an intersection that T's, and I was at a red light, and an emergency vehicle came behind me, put on its siren and its lights, and the light was red, so I looked both ways and pulled out into traffic and got hit by a guy going way too fast, almost 80 miles an hour, and it was raining. It totaled my truck, and they said it was my fault because, you know, I had to run the red light because of the emergency vehicle. Now, they didn't give me a ticket, but what I want to tell your caller is he's got to be careful. If you break a law to, you know, let an emergency vehicle by and something happens, they're going to say it's your fault on your insurance. They probably won't give you a ticket because you're trying to accommodate the emergency vehicle. But you got to be really, really careful because if you do something wrong and something happens, they said it's my fault because I had to run the red light because of the accident. But if there's no accident, they probably won't give you a ticket.
Right.
You know, but just tell your car to be very careful. You know, if you decide, okay, I'm going to break this law, run this light, run the stop sign, or do something to accommodate this emergency vehicle, just pray nothing happens.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that happened to you, and I hope you're okay. And
that was a long time ago. It totaled my truck.
Okay.
Fortunately, nothing happened to me physically. But I just want to tell you that's the scenario you got to worry about. If you run the light to make sure that the emergency vehicle can get by, if anybody hits you, you're going to get blamed on your insurance. But the cops probably won't give you a ticket because you tell them, you know, well, yeah, I was trying to get out of the way for the emergency vehicle.
Okay. Hey,
if you cause an accident, it's on you.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate the perspective.
You're welcome.
And I think we all agree that if we're in that emergency vehicle or it's our house that's, you know, on fire or we've had a car accident and the ambulance and fire truck are trying to get through, we would want people to get out of the way of the emergency vehicle, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. We're supposed to yield to those emergency vehicles so they can go save somebody's life potentially. And I think if it's you or your loved one that's waiting on that ambulance or that's in that ambulance, you want everybody to get out of the way so they can get to the scene or get to the hospital as quickly as possible. I think we can all agree on that. So, you know, I mean, we've all been in this situation and where you're at the red light and the fire truck's coming behind you or there's, you know, an ambulance trying to get through. And I think, you know, if you can ease over some and scooch out into the crosswalk maybe very carefully, and the person on the other side can too, then you can make a hole for that emergency vehicle. I think maybe that's the solution, but we'll see if we get – I know we usually get pretty good answers on this these driver's ed kind of questions, the yielding questions. Yielding questions are some of my favorites, because it's info you can use. And you know what? That's info that's worth paying for, right? I think so. And right now, 21 people agree. Thank you so much to each and every one of you, including Robert Rogers in Nevada. Let's see. We heard from Lynn Ellen Martin in Plano, who writes, KERA gives me a firm connection to a life bigger than my own and makes me a better citizen of the world. Thank you so much to Lynn Ellen. We heard from Ira Rahel in Fort Worth, who says, listening to KERA helps me get through the day with the thought-provoking reporting and stories. Ira, thank you very much for your contribution and for your comment. And William Adam in Dallas made a contribution. Thanks so much to you, William. Thanks to each of you. Yeah, we're going to get there. I think we're going to get there. Okay, I feel better now. I feel better now. Thanks to those folks. Thanks to you when you call 888-694-6931. When you go online to kera.org. Listen, we're giving away 50,000 American Airlines miles at 7 o'clock tonight. And everybody who's given any amount is automatically entered to win. That's if you did it yesterday, you're already in. Of course, we'd love to hear from you during this hour to help make our challenge from Robert Verdon. We're looking for 150 contributions in 2 hours. We have 129 left to go. So we do need to hear from you to make that challenge at 888-694-6931. When you give, you're automatically entered into this drawing for 50,000 American Airlines miles. You can read the official rules online at kera.org. But when you make a contribution there, you're automatically entered. So check it out, kera.org. Or give us a call, 888-694-6931. If you have a question, call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Stay with us, though. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. It is the first Friday of the winter membership campaign, so we're doing a 2-hour special of the show today. So lots and lots of time to get your questions and your answers in. Not quite as much time as I'm worried we might need to make our goal for the show today. We have a goal of 150 contributions in any amount between noon and 2. We've heard from 23 of you. So quick math on the part of Ron, our producer down the hall, tells me that means we have 127 left to go. Your call right now is crucial at 888-694-6931. Your online contribution at kera.org is really important. Because Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney, is going to give KERA $1,500 when we hear from 150 of you. Renewing, additional gift contributions during this special 2-hour edition of Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Together we do a lot of things. Together we can make this challenge, and KERA can get this extra $1,500, and that gets us that much closer. That much further down the road on this membership campaign, which just started yesterday, by the way. It's been going well. The one thing I think that we're maybe missing is you. Your contribution at 888-694-6931, your online contribution at kera.org, is what's going to pull this all together. So we got about 15 minutes left this hour. Make your call right now to 888-694-6931 or your online pledge at kera.org. Be one of the 127 calls or online gifts we still need to make this challenge by 2 o'clock. And you're going to be entered to win 50,000 American Airlines miles at 7 o'clock tonight. And now if you're saying, American Airlines miles, how does all that work? Well, it's pretty easy. You just go on. You can go on American Airlines site and book plane tickets with these things. I mean, it's been around for a while, and I've cashed in some miles before. I bet a lot of you have cashed in some miles before. And 50,000 gets you two tickets within the continental United States. You can go to you can go to the East Coast. You can go to New York City or D.C. You can go to San Francisco. You can go to Seattle, or, you know, you can go to Wisconsin if you want to catch a football game or something. I mean, that's what you'll be able to do. And I heard Sam Baker, I think it was yesterday, say, you know, if you didn't win $1 million or you're not splitting the $1.5 billion Powerball jackpot three ways, you might still be able to go someplace cool just by supporting KERA, because you could win these 50,000 American Airlines miles. So do it now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org. Make a contribution. Please do it right now. We have 127 contributions left to go to make our goal to accept this $1,500 challenge from Robert Verdon, a Dallas attorney who supports the station, supports the show. Let's hear from you. 888-694-6931. Let's go to the phone for the show, 800-933-5372, and talk to Dick in Highland Village. Hello, Dick.
Hi. Does anybody out there know of a restaurant either in the Highland Village, Flower Mound, Louisville, Grapevine, or South Lake area that serves escargot?
You're looking for escargot. You'd need a, I guess you'd need like a French restaurant or something.
Not necessarily. Perhaps. A lot of Italian restaurants.
Oh, there you go. That's true. All right. Well, we'll see if somebody has a place for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Alan in Fort Worth. Hello, Alan.
Hi.
Hey there.
My question is, I'm wondering if there's a butcher's shop or something like that in the DFW area, something that would be selling organ meat like heart, liver, and kidneys.
And you're just looking anywhere in DFW or Fort Worth specifically?
Yeah, Fort Worth or outside.
Okay.
Somewhere nearby.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Great. Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Stephanie tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stephanie writes, about the Hurricane Harbor ride, they have that same ride, she says, at Six Flags near the Superman ride. We also got some answers in the inbox at anything at kera.org. Guy says, Rabbit Hole has a good English bitter style ale. He says, but it's pretty rare and as yet unpopular style. Other ESBs can be found on beeradvocate.com. So there is a lead for English bitters. Somebody's looking for English bitters. Let's see. Did we say Doberge? Doberge? Okay. I haven't even had a nap, and I've already forgotten. Amanda says, according to D Magazine, you can get a Doberge cake at Hotel Saint Germain. Amanda says, I am also from Baton Rouge and have not found Doberge anywhere in the Metroplex, and I will definitely have to try this. Amanda has a question, though. Does anyone have suggestions on where to find authentic king cake? Anybody know where to find authentic king cake? Because that's coming up too, right? I guess so. Let's see. We got confirmation from Zane that Six Flags Over Texas has the cable ride called Dive Bomber Alley. So there's a confirmation on that. We also got an email about the emergency vehicle question. And this is from someone who says, in my experience, and I'm not sure how this jibes with traffic code, pull forward and to the right just enough to clear the lane. He says it's inadvisable, obviously, to actually go out into the intersection, as that last caller's experience shows, so that the emergency vehicle can get past. He said, I did this before at the light on 288 at Colorado Boulevard when an ambulance had to get through, and no one seemed to mind, including the car in the lane to my right I pulled in front of so I could clear the way. So there is a solution that's similar, I guess, what I was talking about. Let's see. We got the Cracker Barrel question. Apparently there are Cracker Barrels in Mesquite, Coppell, and DeSoto. And we got an email from, who's this from? Dan, who says, I'm a local professional actor looking for a local venue in DFW, North Texas, to read aloud to large groups of kids and share a great, fun book with them. Dan says, I've already exhausted the Dallas Public Library, DISD, local United Way chapter, Children's Medical Center, and numerous other facilities to share my performance abilities. So far, absolutely no luck. So I thank you and your listeners for any input you may offer. Where can Dan read to kids is what he wants to know. And he also says, I'm going to make a donation before the 2 p.m. challenge runs out of time. Thank you so much, Dan. 800-933-5372 is the phone number for the show. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Andy in Plano. Hello, Andy.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling to find out good coffee roasters, local coffee roasters here in North Plano.
So you're looking for freshly roasted coffee in Plano.
Yep.
Great. We'll see if we get a lead for you.
Thank you.
All right. And don't fret, everybody. We're not rolling up the sidewalks here in 10 minutes. We're going to go all the way to 2 o'clock today and take your calls at 800-933-5372. We're going to take your emails, anything at kera.org. I'll take your tweets at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And, of course, we'll take your contributions at 888-694-6931. We'll take your contributions on the web at kera.org, where we have 120 left to go in our 150 contribution goal this hour. Why is it 150? Well, because we got a challenge from Dallas attorney Robert Verdon, who says, hey, I'm going to give KERA $1,500 if you hear from 150 contributors during the Anything Show. It's like adding $10 to your contribution, basically. Robert is adding $10 to your contribution. So, you know, think of it that way. It's sort of, if you give $100, he's increasing it 10%. You know, if you give $30, he's increasing it 33%, right? That's pretty substantial. It's a really generous gift. We really want to be able to make this challenge, accept the donation from Robert Verdon. And we want to hear from you at 888-694-6931. We want to hear from you online at kera.org. We're waiting to hear from you. If you like this show, if you like anything you ever wanted to know, if you like being able to call in and ask your questions, or you know, if you hear the crazy answers and crazy questions we get week after week, if it's as much fun for you as it is for us to put it on for you every week, then it's worth your support right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We are not waiting to hear, though, from Marion Gaviola in Fort Worth, who says, KERA makes my morning drive productive. We're not waiting to hear from Sarah Cummins in Arlington, who says, intelligent, heartfelt, honest reporting and discussions from my backyard to around the world that get me through my workday. Thank you so much to Marion and Sarah. We're not waiting to hear from Stephen Shea in McKinney, who's made a contribution, or Belinda Reina in Carrollton, who says, Belinda is like many, many listeners. Belinda says, after 3 years of listening, you got me. I finally donated. Well, welcome, Belinda. All is forgiven. All is forgiven when you call 888-694-6931. I don't care if you listen for 3 years or 30 years. When you make your contribution, we are thrilled. We're thrilled to have your support. And, you know, here's the thing. The station's here for everybody. The station is here for, of course, for you. It's here for those of you who give. It's here for those of you who will never give, you know? I mean, it's the sad truth. I've been doing this a long time, and I think there are two kinds of people. There are people who will never give to public radio, and you know who you are, and you probably listen. You're probably listening right now, and that's fine. We want you to listen. We want everybody to listen. We want everybody to listen. We would love for everybody to give, but you know what? Some people aren't going to give. Some people can't afford to give. And you know what? That's totally fine too. This is public radio. It's for everybody. Those of us who can give, and if you can give, please do it so that this resource is here for every single person who wants to use it. That's what it's all about. And if you are the person who is going to give someday, and you can give, why not do it right now? That's really what the membership campaign is all about, right? So you got two columns. You got those who will never give, and you got those who will give someday. Maybe you have already given, but if you have never given, but you will give someday, let's make today the day that you do it. When you pick up the phone and call 888-694-6931, when you go online to kera.org and make a contribution, it is so easy for you to do. You just fill out the membership form yourself. It just takes a couple of minutes. You decide how much to give. You decide if you want a thank you gift. It's really, really easy for you to do. Or you can call 888-694-6931 and make your contribution there. You'll talk to a friendly person who will help you through the membership process. It just takes a couple of minutes, and you'll know that you've done your part for public radio. And you will have given, just like the 32 people who've done it already during the show today. Thanks so much to each and every one of you. Thanks to sustaining member Denzel Dixon in Louisville, who enjoys the detailed news and enjoyable programs. Thanks to Stephen Maines in Farmers Branch. Thank you very much, Steve. Thanks to Claudia Wilson in Arlington, Jeff Hassel in Fort Worth, and Francis Cole in Crowley. Listen to that. Louisville, Farmers Branch, Arlington, Fort Worth, and Crowley. You're all representing. You're all doing your part. We still want to hear from you. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter or email us anything at kera.org. Let's get a quick call here before we run out of time this hour. And the rest of you, I want you to hang on there because we're going to come back after the newscast and do another hour of the show. So please stay with us, but let's talk at 800-933-5372 to John in Fort Worth. Hey, John.
Hey, I've got a question about selling a vehicle.
Okay.
Last time I sold one, I left the metal tags on the vehicle, and the person never registered it and drove around through tolls and racked up a bunch of bills that I got. And I was wondering if that law had changed. Do I just snatch the plates off at the time of the transaction? I'm sure the buyer won't be too pleased. I know they can go secure paper tags, but I was wondering if the law has changed and if anybody knows.
The advice we've gotten on the show before, and we've got another hour of show, so I'm sure we'll get a couple of answers for you, and I would welcome those just to make sure we're clear. But the advice we've gotten before is that you do the sale at the DMV. Like you go to the DMV and to finalize the sale, and you work it all out right there, you sign over the title, and then they do the registration transfer and pay the taxes and it's done. And that way you can make sure that doesn't happen, because that is, that's the thing. It's like they're going to go through all the toll gates and stuff. So that's
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's one solution we've had before. We'll see if we get a couple more. There's also a document that you can register when you complete the sale of a vehicle. There is a document you can sign and file at the DMV that says you have sold this vehicle. But it seems to me like if you could just go to the DMV and take care of it, that would make sense. For the voice actor, let's see. We got Christina tweeted me at Jeff Whittington, says the downtown Fort Worth Library often has storytellers, and they dress up and deliver in character. He's not a voice actor. He's an actor who wrote in wanting to read to kids. Cody says, try Stage West for the actor wanting a place to read to kids. Let's see. Christina says Central Market off Hewlin had chicken hearts about a week ago. And Christina says, I think Fiesta stores carry cow tongue and brain. This is an answer to the, as non sequiturs, these answers would be really strange, but this is an answer to where to find organ meat. And Rebecca says, for organ meat, caller should visit any Asian market. So there's a couple of leads there. We got a couple of others probably coming up after the news. We have just a few minutes, though, until we're at the halfway point, and we're nowhere near the halfway point of our goal of 150 contributions at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We have 116 left to go. That means we've heard from 34 people. Thank you so much to each and every one of you, but we still need to hear from you this hour. We are in the second hour now. The number to call, 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org. Pick up all six seasons of Downton Abbey on Blu-ray or DVD when you join the station you're going to listen to anyway, for a $20 a month contribution. Check it out at KERA.org or call 888-694-6931. You can call us for the show, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Those of you who are on the phones, stay with us. We'll get to your answers right after the news. And you stay with us because we got a whole nother hour of answers and questions coming up.